Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Yes.
Hi. So I do appreciate you holding. I was speaking to Lisa over at the hub. She looked through her notes and she said that this was reported as a not at home, but I explained to her that you had been there the entire time, that this was unsuccessful yesterday as well. She is basically forwarding this over to her general management team so they can touch base with the carriers and see what's going on. She is able to get this rescheduled for this coming Friday, and I know that's not what you
I'm
want.
not going to be
So
here. I have family in town. No.
I understand.
I need them here
So
today.
I can't make that happen. If I could make that happen, I would
Are
have
you
already
kidding me?
made that happen.
I have family in from out of town, and we all stayed home today for them to come pick this up. I have five people in my house who can say that we were here all day long.
I fully believe that. What I'm saying is that I can't make them come back out today. I can forward this over to our corporate customer care team and ask them to reach out to you about that.
I'm not going to stay home the rest of the week waiting for them to come. I'm out of work for 2 days. Are you guys going to cover the cost of that?
Again, ma'am, I can forward that to our corporate customer care team and they can reach back out to you about that because I'm not authorized to make that type of decision at the customer service level.
Okay, so do you have a manager or
I'm the
somebody I
floor
can talk to
supervisor here.
because this is bad.
You're
This
speaking
is a
to a manager.
horrible service.
And I do apologize.
Okay,
We're
that's great.
customer service for all of the hubs nationwide. I've spoken to your local hub. They've advised that they will be investigating this and that the next available date is the 19th. If that date does not work for you, I can, let them know a date that will work for you and then forward this
And
issue up to our
I
corporate customer
also
care
have
team.
cameras. Yes, and I also have cameras all over the outside of my house so I can show you that nobody came to my house.
And I will certainly let them know that. But you need to speak to corporate customer care at our corporate home office. And so I'm going to
Okay,
forward this matter up to them.
and I cannot do it Friday. And
I
I don't know
understand.
when is the max. I would like to schedule another pickup with you right now. And I would like a time window. I'm not going to be home for 12 hours waiting
Okay, so Amazon. We are not, they're not allowing us to provide time frames. They're telling us to stay into 6 p.m. I don't know why that's happened. It happened after this COVID mess hit. Now, have you been leaving the product outside for the carrier?
It's pouring rain in their couches.
I'm just asking because that is what they've been doing with pickups is asking that the products are left outside. Again, I can reschedule this. I can't give you a more narrow window than 6 to 6. If you call back after the route is created for the date that it's rescheduled for, at that point we would be able to let you know more like your place on the route, give you more of a time of day estimate based on the route location, the order of the route.
I tried that yesterday and they wouldn't.
Yes, ma'am, but now the situation has escalated, and I'm a floor supervisor advising that I will provide you with that information.
Okay, so do I have a direct phone number for you?
And my name is Rebecca. If you call customer service, I'm the only Rebecca here. But
Okay,
there
and who
is a
was the
team
direct phone
of
number?
supervisors. I mean, the customer service number, I don't have a direct extension.
Okay, so
So
that's the 844. I pushed a bunch of numbers to get help. So what number do I call to talk to somebody?
give just a moment because there's several different numbers, but Amazon specifically has one that gets you through faster, which is the 844-285-5279.
Okay.
Then bear with me just a
And then you
moment.
can schedule me a day.
That's what I'm looking to do now. There's two separate tickets here for this pickup now. Just a moment.
I have a love seat and I have a sofa.
Okay, so both of them need to be scheduled.
Which were broken by the team that delivered them.
And so Saturday would not work either.
No, I have family in town.
Okay, so what date next week, Monday through Saturday, would work?
Hold on a second. I'm pulling up my calendar. And honestly, if they were going to call en route, we would have pulled the sofas out of the garage, but nobody ever called.
Because I understand.
All of the stuff I've got said that they would call us. And do you have a record of them calling us?
Let me see.
Because I want to know that, because my cell phone records will show that nobody called me.
It's showing SMS updates on the 16th on this order from yesterday. I'm not seeing any updates on this order for today.
So it's not, the integrity is not there.
Of that carrier, for sure. If that's what's going on here.
This is horrible. I have family and I'm trying to, like, I literally want to cry. I mean, like everybody else, haven't seen my family for a month, and now I'm sitting around waiting for them to come pick this stuff up.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it. Excuse me?
I was just saying, I apologize that you're going through that.
My computer's running slow. I'm just waiting for my calendar to come up.
I understand.
How is Tuesday?
That's open. Give me just a moment.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
No problem. From the 19th, we have any day that's not a Sunday open.
Okay, finally came up. We're having problems with our software at work. Hold on.
You're preaching to the choir.
Is it helpful if I report this to Amazon? What is helpful to make sure that this happens next week?
Well, what I'm going to do after we get this scheduled, as I stated, was get this over to our corporate customer care team, explain the situation in full, and basically ask that they follow up on this with the hub to ensure that this is handled next week and that they also send a different team.
Okay. Okay, how about Thursday, the 25th?
Okay. Give me just a moment.
And then I'll pull my cameras and put them in our recording queue so that you have those.
The people that will contact you from corporate home office should be able to provide you with an email to send those files to.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor called. Today's report, trying to have these products. Which she states were damaged by the carrier, picked up for return. corporate customer care. Follow up regarding the missed days of work. Okay. Copy. All right, so I've got both of these tickets for B2 products scheduled for the 25th, and then I'm going to get your issue forwarded over to corporate customer care, as well as place an escalation on the original orders that were not fulfilled.
Okay.
So,
and do I need to contact anybody?
Well, with the escalation, a member of the general management team at the local hub should reach out to you, but I'm also forwarding it over to corporate customer care so they can speak with you about the time missed from work caused by this.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We'll follow up if I get any updates from them. I mean, they were for sure on Friday. But so, I mean, your local delivery, I don't know what is going on with that particular delivery team, but that was part of the request that I was going to make, that they send a different team for your next attempt.
Yes, to ensure that there's no issue. I definitely do not want the same team.
Right.
I do not want the same team.
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You take care. I thank you for calling XPO.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.